Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's Blog Talk Radio, Interpreters of the Oracles of God. I'm on spontaneously again. It is 11:25 on 8/25/2016. And I call this one, David Acted Wisely in All His Ways and Succeeded, and the Lord Was With Him. And so, of course, I always, always want to thank IHOP Kansas for allowing me to play their music. May the Lord bless them and keep them and make His face to shine upon them and give, Lord, give them your peace and give them above and beyond what they could ever ask or even think or even imagine to fulfill their part of your story. And, of course, I love IHOP Kansas. It's such an awesome, awesome ministry, touching every generation. And so I also want to declare Numbers 10:9. When you go to war in your land against the adversary who attacks you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, that you may be remembered before the Lord your God and saved from every single one of your enemies. And so I want to play the recording of the shofar. Hallelujah. Love that. I want to pray the prayer I prayed last week. Of course, it's according to the word. Lord Jesus, I pray that our hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of your mystery, Father God, that is Christ Himself. Let us press forward, help us to press forward, Lord, to receive all the hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge that are in you, Lord Jesus. Let us apprehend, Lord, by your illumination, what it really means to have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. And so, we are a most blessed people, aren't we? Because when we start to receive the true knowledge of God, our life truly begins to change. And so, Lord, help us to receive and manifest in our lives, Holy Spirit, seeing that your divine nature, Jesus, your divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. Oh, Holy Spirit, let us grasp that in Jesus all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. In him. It's everything's in him. That in him we have been made complete. You are the head over all rule and authority. And, of course, it's kind of a continuation from last week, because I really want to talk about David. Because think about David. Well, I'm going to do part of Psalm 56, and I'm going to talk about David spontaneously as well as the things I have written down. But the actual meaning for the title of Psalm 56 is this: the silent dove of distant places. And this is from the Amplified Version. And really, this is a sad story of how jealousy turned to anger, and then anger to fear, and altogether became a recipe for Saul to constantly pursue David and try to kill him because he was jealous of him. And so we're going to have to start kind of where it all started, because I remember my son, he played sports, and he always used to say, "Yep, Mom, one day you're a hero, and the next day you're a zero." And so in a way, this really happened to David, not in God's eyes, but in probably in his own eyes. He wondered why all these things were happening to him. And think about Saul was very, very disobedient. He was willful, he was prideful, and he did not obey the Lord. And so the Lord told Samuel, I'm removing the kingdom from Saul, and I'm going to give it to a man who's after my own heart. And so we have to go back to where David was going to take on Goliath, not in his own strength, but in the strength of the one who he knew was the victor in this whole thing, and that was the Lord. And so we're going to go to 1 Samuel 17:33, and I'm going to read it in the Amplified. And Saul said to David, you are not able to fight against this Philistine. You are only an adolescent, and he has been a warrior from his youth. And David said to Saul, your servant kept his father's sheep. And when there came a lion, or again a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, I went after it and smote it and delivered the lamb out of its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by the beard and smote it and killed it. Your servant killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God. So we know his confidence was not in himself, but he was saying, hey, this guy, he's defying God, and God's going to deal with it. And so David said, the Lord who delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. You know, it's really interesting, too, is that look how the Lord prepared him. He didn't throw him out to the giant. First, he delivered him from the paw of the lion. He prepared him. And then he delivered him out of the paw of the bear. And now he's bringing him, and he's going to deliver him from this big Goliath. And we can take that metaphorically for everything that comes against us, God prepares us for. And so then Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a bronze helmet on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword over his armor. Then he tried to go out, but could not, for he was not used to it. And David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I'm not used to them. And David took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook. And I love that, because what does the number 5 mean biblically? It means grace. So I just know that he did this by grace, because one of the meanings of grace is God's holy influence. And we know God had his influence on David. David loved the Lord. He loved him. And so he took those 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in his shepherd's lunch bag. A whole kid's skin slung from his shoulder in his pouch, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near the Philistine. The Philistine came on and drew near to David, the man who bore the shield going before him. And when the Philistine looked around and saw David, he scorned and despised him, for he was an adolescent with a healthy, reddish color and a fair face. And the Philistine said to David, I can just picture this, am I a dog that you should come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. And then said David to the Philistine, ha, you come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the ranks of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you and cut off your head. And I will give the corpses of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And there still is a God in Israel. And the Lord of hosts is with them. The Lord of hosts is with us. and all this assembly shall know. Listen to what he says, and he says it so confidently. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. I just pray that God gives each of us that victory vision that he gave David. And when the Philistine came forward to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. David put his hand into his bag and took out a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine, sinking into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth. And they say that Goliath was at least 9 feet tall. So here's this David, he's a teenager basically. He takes down the giant in the name of the Lord, and so can we. So he ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw that their mighty champion was dead, they fled. And so we can look at that too as the giants in our lives, how God will help us cut off the heads of the giants, the spiritual things that are in our lives that we need to see defeated, and the things that are happening in our lives, God is to know that God is with us. And the men of Israel and Judah rose with a shout and pursued the Philistines as far as Gath and the gates of Ekron. So the wounded Philistines fell along the way from Shaaraim as far as Gath and Ekron. The Israelites returned from the pursuit of the Philistines and plundered their tents. David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, and he put his armor in his tent. And when Saul saw David go out against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the captain of the host, "Abner, whose son is this youth?" And Abner said, "As your soul lives, O king, I cannot tell." And the king said, "Inquire whose son the stripling is." And when David returned from killing Goliath, the Philistine, Abner brought before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. Can you imagine that sight? And Saul said to him, "Whose son are you, young man?" And David said, "I am the son of your servant Jesse of Bethlehem." So think of it. David was most likely a loner because he was a shepherd. Sound familiar? Who else was a shepherd? Who's called the Good Shepherd? At first, David was a great hero. But when all the women sang about him, Saul became very, very jealous of David. He was so ticked that whatever Saul opened the door to, through anger and jealousy, brought an evil spirit upon him. And so the thing about David is that he knew how to go into the secret place with God, even in the midst of all of these things that would happen to him. He knew how to touch the heart of God. He wasn't perfect, but he was a man after his heart. He was repentant. It was his first thing. He wanted to be in the sanctuary, and truly he wanted to see the glory of God, and he did too. And so we're going to go in 1 Samuel 18. And David went, 1 Samuel 18:5. And David went out wherever Saul sent him, and he proposed and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and it was satisfactory both to the people and to Saul's servant. As they were coming home, when David returned from killing the Philistine, the women came out of all the Israelite towns singing and dancing to meet King Saul with timbrels and songs of joy and instruments of music. And the women responded as they laughed and frolicked, saying, "Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. And so this is really where that spirit of jealousy started to come in. And if you look in verse 8, it says, "And Saul was very angry, for the saying displeased him. And he said, 'They have ascribed to David 10,000s, but to me they have ascribed only thousands. What more can he have but the kingdom?'" Ooh, so you see, now he was jealous because he's like, he became kind of paranoid too, although God was going to give David the kingdom. David didn't know it yet. And Saul jealously eyed David from that day forward. And in verse 10, it says, the next day, an evil spirit from God came mightily upon Saul, and he raved madly in his house, while David played the lyre with his hand, as at other times. And there was a javelin in Saul's hand, and Saul cast the javelin, for he thought, I will pin David to the wall. And David evaded him twice. Now listen to this, because this is so amazing to try and, you know, trace what happened here. First he became jealous, and then he became afraid of David. So in verse 12 it says, Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him, but had departed from Saul. So Saul removed David from him and made him his commander over 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. David acted wisely in all his ways and succeeded, and the Lord was with him. When Saul saw how capable and successful David was, he stood in awe of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David, for he went out and came in before them. And so David had been harmless as a dove in the midst of Saul's persecution. He was silent and patient under oppression, and he was now driven like a dove to a distance from his home and from the ordinances of God. And when exposed to danger from the Philistines, set on perhaps by the relations of Goliath, he bore all patiently and attempted no revenge. In this, he typified the harmless suffering and how Jesus was too. And so we're going to go into, before we go into Psalm 56, let's do like a little review. So he's very upset that he made David king. And so Samuel is kind of grieving over this whole thing. And the Lord basically says, hey, get over it. I'm just paraphrasing. Get over it. He's disobedient. And so there's a couple of very big disobedient things he did. And so the Lord took the kingdom away from him. And it was, obviously, if you're a reader of scriptures, you know that one was that he offered the sacrifice, which he was not supposed to do because the priest offered that. And he did not wait for Samuel the prophet to do that because he was a people pleaser. And there was, for so long, I always wondered, I had a muse on it. And I was like, Lord, why were you so upset at it, at this? And of course, it was because only the king did the kingly things, and the priest did the priestly things, and he disobeyed because he was a people pleaser. And so the next one was that he was supposed to kill. He was going out, and he was supposed to kill King Agag, and everything that went with it. But he did not do that. And so Samuel went before him and said, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. And he was like, well, yes, I did, except I brought back the choicest of the flocks, and he let King Agag live. And he was not supposed to do that. And so he started to, because he wouldn't listen to the Lord, the Lord was no longer talking to him. And so he went to the witch of Endor and received from some very ungodly visions. And so thinking that it was Samuel, I don't believe it was, because it would be going against the word of God. And so I don't want to jump too far ahead, but for many, many years, Saul chased David down. And so we're going to go into Psalm 56:1. And David is obviously, he always cried out to the Lord. He always went to the Lord, and the Lord was always with him. He said, be gracious to me, O God, for man has trampled upon me, fighting all day long. He oppresses me. My foes have trampled upon me all day long, for they are many who fight proudly against me. And think about how Saul would be chasing him around with his soldiers. And there were so many times where David could have taken him out, but he did not do that. All day long, they distort my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They attack, they lurk, they watch my steps as they have waited to take my life. Because of wickedness, cast them forth in anger. Put down the peoples, O God. You have taken account of my wanderings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me. Think about that. He was chased around all those years, and he did nothing to deserve what happened to him. But God was preparing him through all this to be king, because just like the Lord said to Samuel, I'm going to make a man who's after my own heart. I'm going to make him the king. And that man was David. And so Samuel, of course, anointed David when he was a teenager. And then right after that, wow, then the process started. And so I think sometimes when God is bringing us through a process, we think we're doing something wrong, and we're really not doing something wrong. And so I really want to stop right now, because I want to play a really neat song for you. And so it's called The Sound of a Heart by Misty Edwards. Well, actually, I'm going to play the other one. It's called Not in My Strength, because David never did anything in his own strength. And so I want to play that one.
It's better to draw near to you God.
trapped in life, lost and uncold.
my heart.
Reaching back to your